Bree, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
You're Bree C. You're from OptumRx. Today is Sunday, April 11th. You're returning my call. And go ahead, ask your question now.
All right. And you said that, did I hear you quickly? Did you say that you are Philip Rice?
Yeah, I am Philip Rice. I've told you that four times now.
All right, just verifying that since you'd stepped away. So just wanted to make sure I'm still speaking with you, Mr. Rice. And again, this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. To protect your privacy, sir, can you please provide your full date of birth and your full address for me?
All right, now the last time I spoke with you, I told you there was going to be a limit to how much of this I was going to be willing to put up with. So my date of birth is 4/25/53. My address is 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Thank you, sir. So I wanted to call you back. Apparently, whenever I was researching the issue earlier, the team that I reached out to did not give me complete information. They were able to give me the pharmacy name. Our pharmacy is registered under in Colorado, as well as the license number. So let me know when you're ready, and I'll be happy to give you both of that information.
All right, so hold on. So I think what you told me is that the information that you gave me yesterday was wrong.
I was not given complete information from our team, and some of it about the licensing information was not accurate. So I do apologize that I was given wrong information.
So I think we agreed, yes. Okay, go ahead. I've got a pen and paper.
All right. Our pharmacy name is registered under OptumRx, O-P-T-U-M, and then capital R-X.
And is that one word?
Yes, sir.
OptumRx. Go ahead.
And then our license numbers for the state of Colorado are, the first one is O as in ostrich, S as in silo, P as in potato.
Go ahead.
And then there's a dot or period.
Go ahead.
And then the first, then the numbers are 000, so three zeros.
Right.
5256.
5256. Go ahead.
Yes. And then the other license number for our pharmacy for the state of Colorado is OSP dot
right.
000.
Go ahead.
And then let's see. 5657.
5657. So we've got two numbers, and you're telling me that you're licensed under the name OptumRx. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. OptumRx, yes, sir.
All right. Let me ask you to bear with me one second here.
Okay.
I'm going on the internet right now. It's going to take me a second or two to get there. Let's see what's going to be the fastest way.
Would you like the website?
Which website are you thinking of?
It's for the state of Colorado.
All right, well, that's where I'm heading. So bear with me just a second. I think I can get there.
Sure. If you go to the Colorado Board of Pharmacy, typically you can look it up under the pharmacy part of it. And if you put that the name on there, it should pull up. It sounds like you're just wanting to check the credentials, and they are listed there.
We're getting there.
Okay.
All right. So, under business name, OPTUMRX.
Mm-hmm.
And under state province, I'm going to put Colorado. Right?
I'm not sure how that would be listed.
I'm going to click search. And no records found.
Is there an option where you can search by the license number?
So let's go back. Let's go clear form. Let's try it without the state, just under business name, OPTUMRX. OPTUMRX business name search. And under just the name, I get four hits. One comes up Carlsbad, California. One comes up Overland Park, Kansas, both as active.
Mm-hmm.
And then two come up as expired.
Okay.
But nothing in Colorado.
Right. So those are the registration numbers for a pharmacy, one being in, one for the California and then one for the Kansas. But those are, that is our registration information for the state of Colorado for a pharmacy.
All right. So what you just said makes no sense at all. Let me go back to it. So sure enough, so OSP 00005256, OSP 5657. So sure enough, Carlsbad, California, Overland Park, Kansas. So you're telling me those two are your license numbers for the state of Colorado. Is that right? That's
yes,
what you're telling me?
That, yes, sir. That enables us to fill prescriptions for residents in the state of Colorado. Those are our license numbers for the National Association of Pharmacy Boards of Pharmacy program that certifies pharmacy as being in compliance with standards that include critical on-site inspection and review, so for online pharmacy. So that allows us to serve our patients in the state of Colorado.
Isn't that something? Well, I would have never guessed that. And just to be 100% clear about this, I've asked you to identify yourself as a pharmacist so that I can verify that you are indeed a pharmacist, and you have declined to do so. You've told me your name is Bree C, and that you're a pharmacist registered or licensed in the state of Oklahoma, but that's all that you're willing to tell me. So that I have no way to verify that you're, in fact, a pharmacist. I just have to take your word for that. And if it turns out that what you've told me is bogus, and I want to file a complaint against you, I really have no way to do that, because for all I know, you're just completely making it up.
No, sir, I would not lie about being a pharmacist.
Oh, so the reason I know that you're not lying to me is because you've told me you're not lying to me. So I feel much better about that now. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Rice, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Not today. Thanks for calling back. Thanks for clearing this up for me. All right, thank you.
No problem. Have
Bye.